Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chelsea and Toby with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Australian Diagnostic Imaging Association has found women in regional Queensland are waiting up to 9 times longer for mammograms than their city counterparts. Vicky Durston, the Director of Policy, Advocacy and Support Services at the Breast Cancer Network of Australia, said delays to accessing screening led to cancers not being detected early enough. ADIA Chief Executive Officer Chris Kane said the wait for private screening was due to decades-old Medicare rebates. Kane said, quote, "Mammography is a loss maker, so it isn't viable to provide everywhere because of how low the Medicare rebates are. And second, there just aren't enough radiologists choosing to specialise in breast imaging because it's so underfunded," he added.
The classic red-tipped bananas are going viral on social media, leaving tourists stumped. The video from British backpackers Mel Chikawi and Phil Collier has been viewed over 11 million times on Instagram, with comments on the post including, quote, "My dad told me it meant they were strawberry flavoured, and I believed him until I was 16 years old. Nice to finally learn the real reason in the comments," end quote, "baby bell bananas," end quote. The red-tipped bananas are actually an indicator as to how the fruit has been grown using an eco-organic farming method pioneered by Innisfail farmers Diane and Frank Scassia. The system of farming uses natural ecosystems to grow the crops and minimises the use of chemical fertilisers, different to that of organic farming. Other farmers of varying crops have started to adopt this method, meaning we could see more red-tipped fruits, including pawpaws, avocados, pears, and more in the future.
In national news, Indigenous languages in the Pilbara region of Western Australia are seeing a resurgence on account of a new smartphone app. Kevin Nelson, a Nyiya Pali elder and one of the 8 remaining fluent speakers of the language, said he had been saddened by the slow erosion of the Nyiya Pali language. He said, quote, "Language has gone slowly. It makes you feel sad, like you're trying to pick up the pieces." Though children are no longer taught the language, senior speakers hope their efforts in taking kids out on country in tandem with the app will keep the language alive. 12-year-old Preston Taylor said this smartphone game had helped him stay connected with his mother tongue. He said, quote, "I can't speak too much, but I'm trying my best." And in other national news, an Australian Medical Association report on private health insurance has found the system is increasingly failing to deliver value for money. The report found premiums had risen beyond wages and inflation. AMA President Danielle McMullen said the value of policies had also decreased, with 70% of policies now containing specific conditions and treatments that were not covered. The report also found significant variation in the amount patients were paying for the same procedures, with factors such as where the patient lives affecting cost. Several private hospitals claim they are on the brink of collapse due to insurers not passing along enough money to cover rising healthcare costs.
In international news, the EU is looking to legally enforce restrictions on industries purchasing materials from China as a way to insulate Europe from hostile foreign forces. It comes after the European Commission has revealed its $3 billion strategy to reduce its need for critical raw materials from China, as Beijing continues its weaponization of rare earth materials, which is causing a global race for countries to become more self-reliant. The Resource EU program will include new rules to prevent aluminium from leaving the bloc, along with a new $2 billion fund with the backing from the European Investment Bank to diversify industries away from China's cheap materials. Industry Commissioner Stephanie Sejourn has said, quote, "We would force European companies legally to diversify their sources of supply. That is not the case now, and that is not what is proposed in the plan, but this is a wake-up call and a strong wake-up call," end quote. For your weather today, Brisbane is looking sunny. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach the 11, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. So in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Friday Neon, kinky.